Owatonna High School girls soccer coach is Nate Gendron. And Nate, thanks to a makeup with Albert Lee back on Monday and then matches on Tuesday and Thursday, it's been a busy week for the girls.
It certainly has, and it showed towards the end of the week. Our girls were quite exhausted, but we were pretty happy with the results, with having three games and getting three different victories.
It started with Albert Lee, and I think you built a big first-half lead. What was the story against Albert Lee on the home field Monday?
So against Albert Lee, we won 7-1. It was a big game for Ezra Oyen. She stepped in for Grace Wolf, who was out for the state fair. And Ezra Oyen actually hadn't scored a varsity goal before this game, and she ended up scoring a goal right away in the first half, and she wasn't done there. She ended up scoring four goals that game and was just unstoppable. She played really, really well. But then after that, after Ezra, we had goals from Ella Brewer, Abby Vetch, as well as Asia Barishka. So we had multiple goal scorers, and against Albert Lee, we were really able to control the ball, possess it through the middle, and we just used our speed up top to spread their defense. So it was a pretty exciting game against Albert Lee, and exciting for Ezra to kind of break that barrier for her first varsity goal and then get multiple after that.
Does that alter the way you might use her or what it means when she and Grace are both in the lineup?
We switched our formation. Before, we only had one forward up top, and that was Grace. And when we were playing Lakeville South, we switched it to try to be a little bit more aggressive on the offensive front, and so then we would have two forwards. And so now we have Grace and Ezra right next to each other, and that has been, Grace came back for our match against Red Wing, and so we used that in Red Wing as well as last night against Mayo, and it worked really well having those two next to each other. So I'm excited to see kind of how it pans out coming up too.
Take me through the game with Red Wing on Tuesday then. What was that one like?
So we won that one 7-0. It was great to get a shutout. We had Emily Zerngribble playing goal, and she was able to have a clean sheet for the goal or for us as goalie. And we had six different goal scorers. That's what I really like to see. You know, it's not just one person taking the reins and putting them all in the back of the net. We had six different goal scorers. Grace Wolf had two, but then after that, we were able to have six different ones. And, you know, Tatum Walking Stick had her first varsity goal ever as a senior. And she does really well with assists usually, but she was able to tally her first varsity goal. And so a lot of different players were able to contribute that game. That game was a little bit different than the Albert Lee game, I would say. In Albert Lee, we used our possession and our speed, and then for Red Wing, we were just able to really push in our final third, and then we kept the ball there and then just capitalized on a lot of the opportunities that we had offensively. So it looked a little bit differently, but we certainly got the result considering we got 14 goals in two games.
And then to get your third win in 4 days was the win over Rochester Mayo on Thursday night, a 2-1 narrow victory. Mayo is good usually in all the sports out there, so what was the difference to get the win Thursday?
We knew Mayo was going to be a tough contest. We've been kind of following them throughout the season, and they've had a few big wins, not only in the conference, but in the section as well. And so they're kind of nipping right at our heels in the section play as well as the conference. And so we knew this was going to be a difficult game. Their turf is always really, really fast, and it's tough to control the ball at Mayo's turf because it just goes so quick. And Mayo, every single year, Mayo is a physical team. And they did not disappoint last night. The first half, they were fast, and they put a lot of pressure onto our defense. defensive unit, but our defensive players, Kaya Elstead, Lily Sampson, Sarah Kinglin, did a great job the first half, really containing their three forwards that they're sending up there. And then we had Samantha Friedine play goalie for us, and she did a great job communicating to her defensive unit what she needed them to do, as well as coming off her line to really cut off some of those angles. So defensively, we did a great job kind of maintaining that speed and physicality from that Mayo offered. We were fortunate that Ella Brewer was able to counterattack, and 8 minutes into the first half had a screaming shot from the outside and put it in the top corner. It was really an unsavable ball. I looked at my assistant coach and I said, hey, did that go in? And it sure enough, it did. We were all in disbelief because it was just an unbelievable shot, and she did a great job getting things rolling for us. And then about 10 minutes later, Ezra Oyen was able to put in another goal off of a free kick from Kaya Elstead. So she was, it was a header goal off of a free kick, and perfect timing on her run, and then just beat the goalie. So we felt pretty good going into halftime. We had a 2-0 lead, but we knew they're going to come back because that's what Mayo does. They continue to press high and use their physical attributes. They scored with about 17 minutes left in the game, and so we made a conscious choice to change our formation to have more of a defensive unit. So we had four defenders back there to kind of hold off Mayo, and our girls did the job, and we were able to hold it off for the win. It was pretty gritty, but that's okay. We sometimes you got to work hard to get that, but.
All right, Nate Gendron, Owatonna Girls Soccer. By the way, on Tuesday, the girls play at Austin. That will be a Cat Country 105 radio broadcast, so I'll be down there on Tuesday. What's a quick preview of the Packers?
I don't know too much about them. Typically, they're usually a pretty young squad. They don't have you know, all four squads like we do here. Some years it's only two, some years it's only three. Okay. But they really encourage a lot of players to come out for soccer. And so I know their varsity squad is pretty young. Typically they have a lot of speed, but we are able to control and possess the ball in the middle of the field. So I hope that we can slow that tempo down and can possess it a little bit. That, of course, will be on turf too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, our girls, that's nothing new for our girls. We've adapted to turf and we're able to play on it no problem. But, you know, we got some conference games coming up. Tuesday is Austin, and then Thursday next week is Faribault at home, and that's going to be our senior night for our seniors. And we just got to make sure we pick up a few more crucial wins for the conference.
All right, should be a lot of fun. Nate, see you there on Tuesday in Austin.
Perfect. Thanks, Roy.
All right, Owatonna Soccer on KRFO and the KRFO app.